This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross-Baltic Daily News Brief for Monday, February 19th, 2020. Michael Bloomberg back in the news. As Bernie Sanders leading the polls nationally by about 13%, Michael Bloomberg's history keeps coming back to haunt him. Twitter found out that Michael Bloomberg back in the day said, "I could teach anybody, even people in this room, no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put in a seed, you put dirt on top, you add water, up comes the corn. You could learn that." That was Michael Bloomberg in a talk or an interview, I believe, several years back. Vice President Pence responded with this tweet, "So God made a farmer," and it includes a popular 2013 Super Bowl commercial featuring audio from a Paul Harvey speech praising farmers. Really, really well done video. And actually a nice response to Bloomberg. But here's the deal. Here's what I want to point out here. The left constantly says that they are for the working class, really because they want votes. But their contempt is hard to keep bottled up. They constantly act like they're for the middle class. They constantly act like they're for the working class. They constantly act like they're for the people who are down and out. And yet they actually despise them. The left actually despises them behind the scenes. And this is consistent, really, with socialism. Now, get this. Meanwhile, Bloomberg qualifies for the next Democratic debate. Maybe that's because he's dropping $124 million on Super Tuesday states. That is just an incredible amount of money. And it's, I believe it's all his own money, maybe with a little bit of raising here and there, but that is largely his own money. And all this to say no thanks to the Democrats, please. Boy Scouts of America files for bankruptcy after sex abuse lawsuits. According to Fox News, the Boy Scouts of America filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection early Tuesday after decades of sexual abuse claims within one of the country's largest youth organizations, Boy Scouts of America. The petition filed in Delaware bankruptcy court halts the hundreds of lawsuits the BSA is facing that allege sexual misconduct by people within the 110-year-old organization. Sexual abuse settlements had reportedly strained the Boy Scouts' finances, with states passing laws last year so victims from long-ago abuse can sue for damages. I believe the Boy Scouts have already paid up to about $160 million already to this point. The bankruptcy petition reportedly listed the Boy Scouts' assets as between $1 billion to $10 billion and its liabilities between $5 million and $1 billion. The president and chief executive officer of the Boy Scouts of America, Roger Mosby, said in a statement Tuesday, "The BSA cares deeply about all the victims of abuse and sincerely apologizes to anyone who is harmed, who was harmed during their time in scouting. We are outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our programs to harm innocent children. While we know nothing can undo the tragic abuse that victims suffered, we believe the Chapter 11 process with the proposed trust structure will provide equitable compensation to all the victims while maintaining the BSA's important mission." Apparently, scouting programs will continue during the BSA's bankruptcy process and for many years to come. The organization says local councils are not filing for bankruptcy because they are legally separate and distinct organizations. So here we have the CEO, sympathizing with some of the victims here, but now they're letting homosexuals to be openly homosexual in the Boy Scouts of America now. They're just asking for more. The NHS staff can now refuse to treat patients deemed racist or sexist. According to Discern.com, the National Health Service in New England recently released new rules that allows staff to ban racist or sexist patients from non-emergency care. Staff can currently refuse to treat non-critical patients who are verbally aggressive or physically violent toward them, but new rules taking effect in April allows them to also refuse treatment to, get this, patients who harass, bully, whatever that means, according to Democrats or liberals, right, or discriminate. What do you mean by discriminate? Including those who are homophobic, sexist, or make racist remarks. Basically, we could turn this into a we refuse Christians, right? But before I get there, the UK Medicare for All is a disaster. Just this past year, NHS registered their worst wait time since 2004. Less than three quarters, that's 74% of people who sought care in England in October were treated and then discharged, admitted or transferred within 4 hours. 4 hours. It's unbelievable. Remember when Sarah Palin was talking about death panels regarding Obamacare? And she was crazy and called crazy by the media? If the government takes over our healthcare system, even more than they already have here in the U.S., you will see death panels, race panels, Christian panels, whatever panel, right? Currently, the Democrats are saying Republicans are racist, homophobic, xenophobic, etc. And by extension, this will include Christians. Tyrants are going to tyrant, right? They're going to make up their definitions. They're going to get their way. And I'm praying that the Democratic Party never gets back in control of our nation's government again. Remember in the Obama administration, remember during the Obama administration, the cake bakers, the photographers, all those, you know, Christian companies a number of Christian companies got in trouble because they refused goods and services to lesbian or homosexual couples, and now the government's forcing them to either close down their businesses or actually serve them. This is going to obviously bleed over into our healthcare. Those same principles that the government was operating off of under Obamacare, under the Obama administration, is going to bleed into our healthcare system if the government overtakes our healthcare system. Because with how they are currently talking in this campaign session that we are currently in right now, this campaign season that we're in right now, a Democratic administration is not going to be pretty. But the good news is, you know, Jesus is king. You know, this is not a, freak out if the Democrats get back in control kind of point here. Jesus is king. And really, in the end, the church needs to trust in him regardless of who's in control. Judge rules that college can force Christian professor to use transgender pronouns for student. Get this. According to Discern.com, a U.S. district judge last week dismissed a professor's lawsuit in which the educator claimed First Amendment rights had been violated after his college directed him to use a student's chosen transgender pronoun. Nicholas Merriweather had argued that Shawnee State University had infringed upon his religious liberty when it ordered him to refer to a biological male student using the student's preferred female pronouns. Transgender individuals often choose to go by the pronouns of the sex they identify rather than that which they were born. Merriweather, a Christian, said that using those pronouns would have violated his religious beliefs. The judge in this case ruled against him, dismissing the lawsuit and affirming the university's right to compel professors to adhere to some tenets of LGBT ideology, really. Merriweather's counsel, the conservative legal group Alliance for Defending Freedom, indicated that it may appeal the decision. Here we go, you know. Our government has no moral standards by which it can anchor these decisions in. We are living in a house built on sand, and actually that sand, there's no foundation under that sand. The sand is hovering in the air like Wile E. Coyote, just waiting for the reality of the cartoon to catch up with us. These kinds of judicial decisions deserve a horse laugh. They really do. But the church sadly is unable to speak authoritatively into this moral confusion. I love my pastor. Pastor Doug Wilson wrote a great blog post this past week titled Clueless or Complicit. Go to his website, check it out, Clueless or Complicit. And in it, he challenges us to get what is going on around us, to get the play, to get the narrative of what is going on around us. He ended with challenging Christians to run this play, and I'm going to summarize it here. Get in the Word, confess your sins, get married, raise godly kids, put your money towards faithful Christian churches and ministries, and worship God. That's the play we should be running. This is Gabriel Wrench with CrossPolitik News. You can find this show and all others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitik.com or fightlaughfeast.com and our brand new app. You can download it at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Please join our club at fightlaughfeast.com and get access to classes on parenting, Christian business principles, government backstage interviews with people like Bodie Bachum, Doug Wilson, James White, David French. We also hope to meet you at our first Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Seating is limited. All club members get $100 off. Please email us at contact@fightlaughfeast.com for your $100 off code that will come in the email. Registration is currently open. Have a good day.